Hey, butter babies.
Hey, y'all.
Please say the baby.
Mandatory.
What's up, guys? I'm Kev.
Hey, y'all. It's D.
And we're the butter babies, but you guys are too.
Sure is.
Now, Bess, how do we normally get started?
Let's get started with some drinks and appetizers.
Listen, I thought I would be hearing that a lot more often after 2020, but apparently it's some things that's still going on that I thought would be done by 2021.
Wow, there's a lot of things that going on that is still here. What is the issue?
Go on, get. First of all, why is COVID still here?
Child, and still got that ain't tried to pack up nothing. You know how it's kind of like a house guest that you like, okay, you said you needed 30 days. Okay. Why are you still here? You're not even packing your luggage.
You told me you were supposed to have your life together by 30 days. I gave you 1 month.
You say you needed just a tiny extension.
Right.
Oh, you're still here. Girl,
on my couch.
It's been like a year.
On my couch.
Like COVID. Mail.
COVID is getting mail. Like, why is your mail coming to my house?
Why are you getting Amazon packages, COVID? Pack it up.
I thought everything was going to be fine when we got the vaccine. And I thought that people would literally be getting the vaccine quickly. But, Bess, it's been news that, like, vials have been getting thrown away because they've been sitting too long. I'm like, if y'all see some vials getting, like, if it's too long, I don't care who y'all call. Call, just go down the street and give them out. Don't waste no vaccine.
Right. They are throwing batches away. My thing is, who is in the lab messing up?
Right.
Because I'm about to storm into that science lab and figure out what's going on, mix up the ingredients, and get rid of this pandemic.
Oh, no. See, you're going to be injecting people with Popeyes. No. No.
Make something up. We got
right.
To do.
Right. We thought that COVID was going to be gone by now. Like, we need y'all to get on it with whatever needs to happen.
Can you picture that? I would be like storming and they're like, mix this with that, bottle it up.
Right. And it's just like random. It's like Clorox, like
lemon pepper seasoning, because you know lemon pepper seasoning make everything good.
Ginger ale. You know they say ginger ale is it.
And why didn't, okay, now you own this something. We might have to stop because we might have to charge for this.
Telling too much.
Ginger ale.
Ooh.
And a nap.
Ooh, and everybody gonna be good. Okay.
Yeah, that's why we not doctor.
Right. Little ginger ale. Second, I'm tired of people capping. I thought we left that in 2020.
Oh man, the level of cap has like maximized. Because I think people have more time to like cap. So they're going really far with it right now.
Like extreme like stuff. Like on Clubhouse.
It's an extreme sport.
Exactly. Thank you. Oh my gosh, Bess, don't say that because we gotta trademark it. Capping is an extreme sport.
Hello.
Hey. Ooh. So yeah, we're gonna keep that one to ourselves. And also, I need everybody just to relax, to calm down. You know, it's so many new apps emerging. You know, Clubhouse is really popular now. I just got on Twitter and found out about this app called Hive. Have you heard of that?
No, what's that?
Well, apparently it's some type of new app that's supposed to put Instagram out of business. Now, when people logged on and saw Hive, they thought it was like Beyonce, like what happened with the BI? It was literally an app. I don't know if you put pictures on there or videos, but I'm going to do my homework and I'm going to report to y'all next episode about what Hive is and if we like it or not.
Wow. Yeah, I'm definitely interested, man. And we'll kind of get into this later, but app movements, wow.
Yeah. And thirdly, I thought we were going to leave the challenges in 2020, but they are getting more extreme in 2021.
Out of control.
Like right now, you guys know the silhouette challenge is going on, which is very, very interesting. I know people have been like taking down videos. I don't know if Instagram is taking the videos down or if they're, you know, people are removing it after you know, people contact them and tell them it's too far. But that, you know, we had the Corvette challenge, the June bug challenge, where people are doing that little dance everywhere in dangerous places. I'm like, y'all, I don't know how many challenges I could do.
I got a question. So which challenge do you feel like, okay, I could see myself participating?
Oh, the silhouette challenge for sure.
That is not the answer I expected from you.
I was just waiting.
I want to do the June bug challenge. I feel like that is definitely my personality.
You know, but you know, I'll do like something crazy, like start the silhouette challenge and then like do something like corny after it. Cause you know, that's so
Gosh, why was I weak? Like somebody had did a version of it. And then it was a guy too. So he does the beginning of it. And then when the silhouette lighting starts, it was like a mop. And I laughed way too hard. Yeah. So people like, I guess at this point, because the guy had dreads. So he basically was pretending like it was him. And I was like, I don't blame you because I'm not about to expose myself like that. But that's been the trend, like this week, folks doing like another version or remix of it to be silly.
Oh, right. That is so funny. So it's so much that's been going on in February. You know, it's Black History Month. Cicely Tyson like passed away, which was heartbreaking. Such a legend, such an icon. Bess, what has been going on in your world the last couple of days? I've been out of town and I've been missing your updates.
I know. I have been doing the utmost. Clubhouse is my full-time job in addition to a whole career that I have. Professionally, gosh, so much has been going on. And I know we were talking about it earlier. Like, I'm like, I will not go through 2021 without doing proper self-care. So literally I had like probably the last two Sundays, I was like, I'm putting my phone down and watching something good and just like taking a second for me. Cause I felt like I was running already and the year just started.
Yeah, one of the things that we both said was that we were going to find a little bit of time to do self-care. You're not a big TV person at all, but I always encourage you to try to put on the TV and watch something to kind of decompress, because I know your mind moves a mile a minute and there'll be so many other things that you're thinking about.
So two good things. Yes, it is. It's difficult for me to just sit still because I'm always like multitasking. But so two movies that I watched. So I watched the Salt and Pepper movie, which I thought was amazing. So basically Lifetime is on a roll this month. And so the Salt and Pepper movie was really good. And then Wendy Williams movie has dropped also. Very good job. And so next up is Whitney and Mahalia Jackson, I think. So they've just been doing an excellent job with these movies. So I've really appreciated it. And it's interesting because we were pretty young when both, you know, like when Salt and Pepper was really in their prime. And then I remember Wendy being on the radio, you know, when I was younger. So it's interesting to just listen to the story or see the story depicted on television. So that was a good little treat. So did you have a chance to check it out, or is it still like on your list?
No, I haven't watched either of them. And I actually haven't been watching a lot of TV. I think out of the two, I would be more interested in maybe the Salt and Pepper story. Only because, I wasn't born during that time period. Y'all know I'm 21. But whenever they were coming up and very popular, I just think that they were pioneers of their era. So I think that would be something good to watch. I've never been a huge Wendy Williams fan. I think she's probably a cool person or a funny person to be around. But I've never been a person that watched the Wendy Williams show. So I wouldn't know, have anything to go off of.
But what's interesting is, you know, if you're from the tri-state area, you remember her on WBLS. That's the radio station. She used to come on in the afternoons. And so, you know, I'd be like leaving school and get in the car with like one of my parents and hear her on the radio. And so she was known for like, you know, breaking these wild stories, and you could still pull the wild clips up on YouTube, but just to see them tell the story and how long she was working until she got to the point of being on television. And it's pretty interesting because a lot of people met Wendy on television. But if you were from up north, you remember her from the radio. So it's just amazing, like, what they did with her brand. I mean, despite the mistakes and things that she's made, the brand, how she evolved is like incredible. You know what I mean? Because I don't think anybody predicted that for her. So it was a good watch. You should definitely check it out. It's just like something different.
Now, do they have Charlamagne on the movie too? Is he in the movie?
They did. And it was very brief. It was very brief. Because there was like one character I was looking at. I was like, I thought it was him. And it wasn't. But yeah, they had like a quick second. And that was literally it. So I guess that speaks to their relationship, because he was definitely on the show with her for a while. So I'm not sure why he didn't have like a bigger feature in the story.
And the funny thing is that I thought that you would think how long they were together and how much they've built together, that they would still kind of reference each other, whether it be on the show or him be a guest on the show sometimes. And I know he still is really big in the podcast world. You would kind of think that Wendy would be on the show sometimes, but you don't really see that often or at all.
I will say he does do a good job of acknowledging what she did for his career and getting him a start. Because he did a glow up too. I mean, night and day from who he was when he was with Wendy and how he carried himself to where he is now with his brand, for sure.
I think that's super awesome. The only thing that I've really been watching lately, I watched the show on Hulu called A Teacher, which is really, really, really good. You know, I'm into like thrillers, like suspenseful things. That was good.
Yes.
But also, you know, the new season of Married at First Sight is in Atlanta.
I just saw a preview for that. It actually looks very good.
It is so good.
May check it out.
When I tell you, D, it's so good. And I remember you watched a few seasons back, but there's only been two seasons. And in this particular season, somebody has a baby on the way by somebody else. And it is literally like playing out and we're watching it, but he was always like this, like playboy. He's been kind of like a jerk. So I'm interested to see how that played out, because one of the things coming in for Married at First Sight is you're taking this person how they are. And I think it's commendable that these people are able to go on this show and do that. And the central idea or theme is that, hey, if both of us know that we want to get married, we can work this out no matter what happens or what, you know, the other person has going on. So if you know that going in, it's like, okay, this man got a baby on the way, but he still is ready to settle down and be married with you. Are you going to be able to pull through?
Interesting. Yeah, I'm probably going to check it out.
Yeah, watch that. And then my question for you is, I know in some cultures, because everybody's always like, oh, I could never do Married at First Sight, this, and this. But you know, in some cultures, they do arrange marriages, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I had a coworker that was talking about she was about to be in that situation, but I think it ended up not working out. But that was pretty much the norm for her, for sure.
Yep. So in some cultures, it's arranged marriages where your family decides who you marry. And to be honest, in those cultures, it kind of works. Like you are with that person and you kind of grow to love that person. And I think they do it by whether it's caste system or profession, whatever the case may be. I don't really know much about that portion of it, but your family hooks you up with somebody, and some of those marriages, you know, I can imagine a lot of them are successful. So, Butter Babies, let us know what you think. Could you do a situation like Married at First Sight, where you know you and this person that they're going to set you up with have both answered a million questions? You have psychologists and therapists and counselors involved that match you with this perfect person. Could you at least try it out? Let us know. You can always hit us up via Instagram and Twitter at ButterBabiesATL. And Bess, they can always email us as well, right?
Absolutely. You can send us an email at ButterBabiesATL@gmail.com.
Perfect. Yes, definitely let us know that. Could you do it? And what I like about the show too is that even though the majority of people think that marriage is forever, which hopefully when I get married and you get married, it will be, but you also have the ability to leave the marriage if you're unhappy or if things don't work out. That's right. More like a biblical conversation too, because you know, for some cultures, divorce is like taboo or a no-go.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. And I think, you know, what I appreciate about this show, because it does make you think and just wonder, like, okay, could you deal with these different situations? Because it does get crazy. So no telling what they're going to bring this season, but I'm looking forward to watching it and just kind of getting into some of these moral issues that come up while you're watching the show.
Mm-hmm. So real quick, they said that the Democrats are trying to move forward with this new stimulus package, which will give aid to American working families. They said none of the Republicans voted for the measure. It's going to be really interesting seeing how all of this stuff plays out in politics and with this upcoming legislation. I know Biden has some really big plans as it relates to climate, immigration, civil rights, social justice, all of that stuff. So I think we definitely need to give the administration a chance to come in and make some changes. Right. You know, people are already on their necks.
Yeah, exactly. I saw a tweet the other day, like, you need to get to it. But I mean, it is a lot of pressure when you're coming into literally a mess and trying your best to execute and fix things. But I do think we need to give him a chance to get in there, take his shoes off, and get, you know, do what he needs to do. But he's got a lot of pressure, and folks are looking for results this year and change.
Yeah, he can keep his shoes on and don't be sitting on nobody's desk, because that's one thing about me, Bess. Remember that man came into my office barefoot and somebody else came in my office and sat on my desk. As long as that man ain't doing that, I'm gonna give that man at least, 90 days.
All right. So on the 91st day, we on his head. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Butter Babies, that's the end for us this week. We love you guys. God loves you too. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.